आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज असम्स डायनामिक वर्कफोर्स एंड रैपिड ग्रोथ आर ड्राइविंग इट्स ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन इनटू अ लीडिंग इन्वेस्टमेंट डेस्टिनेशन। CAG report says Aam Aadmi Party's liquor policy in Delhi caused a loss of over 2,000 crore rupees to government exchequer. Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to conclude in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mahashivratri today. CBSE proposes class 10 board examination twice a year. Seeks feedback on draft policy. US and Ukraine finalize a minerals deal amid talks to end Russia war. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England to take on Afghanistan in Lahore this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Assam's dynamic workforce and rapid growth are driving its transformation into a leading investment destination. He said this while inaugurating Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati yesterday.
असम में हुए ढेर सारे इन्वेस्टमेंट ने असम को अनलिमिटेड पॉसिबिलिटीज का राज्य बना दिया। असम सरकार यहाँ एजुकेशन, स्किल, अन्य कई प्रकार के डेवलपमेंट और साथ साथ बेहतर इन्वेस्टमेंट एनवायरमेंट पर फोकस कर रही है।
The Prime Minister said Assam is becoming a crucial hub for semiconductor manufacturing in India. He said East India and Northeast India are embarking on a new journey of future, and Advantage Assam is a mega initiative to intertwine the incredible potential and progress of Assam with the world. And now, news from the Mahakumbh. The Mahakumbh Mela 2025 will conclude today in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mahashivratri festival. Pilgrims from across the country have been taking holy dip at Sangam and other ghats in Prayagraj since early this morning. The Mahakumbh Mela, which began on January the 13th, has drawn over 64 crore 60 lakh visitors so far over 6 weeks, making it the largest gathering of humanity in the world. Yesterday, around 1 crore 24 lakh devotees took a dip at the Trimeni Sangam. Special arrangements have been made by the authorities to ensure that the event is safe, secure and memorable. Security personnel remained on high alert, closely monitoring the swelling crowds at Mahakumbh Nagar and the various ghats. Railway stations, roads and entry points to the city witnessed a constant influx of devotees. And now we go over live to our correspondent Adarsh in Prayagraj. Adarsh, tell us about the scene that you're witnessing at the Mahakumbh, the energy, the emotions of the devotees on the final day of the Mahakumbh.
Sunil, the excitement amongst the devotees is at its peak. They also seem to be fueled by the festival of Mahashivratri today. And Sunil, since it's the last day, more and more people want to be part of the Mahakumbh. So far, over 65 crore devotees have arrived throughout the Mahakumbh, and it is expected that the total number of people may cross the 66 crore mark by today evening.
Truly the largest gathering of humanity in the world. Adarsh, can you tell us about the arrangements made by the administration and the police for devotees and pilgrims, especially with Mahashivratri in mind?
Sunil, the traffic is being heavily regulated at key spots. The crowd is constantly being asked to move to prevent any congestion on the ghats. NDRF, SDRF, Home Guard, and the police are keeping a watchful eye to prevent any mishaps. Along with this, there is an aerial team monitoring the fairground. As for commutation, Sunil, 4,500 buses are running in view of Mahashivratri, where every passenger can get a bus every 10 minutes. Also, 750 shuttle buses are also deployed.
Adarsh, thank you so much for that update. Railway is set to operate more than 350 trains from Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh for the Mahakumbh devotees on the occasion of Mahashivratri today. The Railways Ministry said special arrangements have been made to run additional trains after the Mahashivratri snan, and extra rakes have been stationed near Prayagraj for use. In Uttar Pradesh, devotees are arriving at Shiva temples across the state, including Kashi Vishwanath Dham in Varanasi, since morning to perform Jalabhishek of Lord Shiva. Special preparations have been made in Kashi for Mahashivratri. Apart from the darshan and worship, processions of seven akhadas will also be taken out here. We have more from our correspondent.
Sanand manand vane vasantam anand kandam hat paap vrandanam Varanasi natham nath natham Shri Vishwanatham sharanam prapadde. On the occasion of Shivratri, devotees from all over the world have reached Kashi for Jalabhishek and darshan of Sri Vishwanath. Mahamandaleshwar and Naga sadhus of many akhadas are also doing Jalabhishek of Lord Shiva. Mangala Aarti of Lord Shiva on Mahashivratri was performed at 2:15 a.m. and the temple was opened for the devotees from 3:30 a.m. Naga sadhus are arriving for the darshan of Lord Shiva under the leadership of Mahamandaleshwar Kailasanand Giri. Due to Mahakumbh, this time 12 to 15 lakh devotees are expected to reach Kashi on Mahashivratri. In view of the large number of devotees arriving in Varanasi, it has been decided to take out the traditional Shiv Barat on the next day of Shivratri. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The festival of Mahashivratri is being celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety in Gujarat today. A large number of devotees are visiting the most revered Somnath Mahadev Temple, Nageshwar Temple in Dwarka, and other prominent Shiva temples in the state. Our correspondent reports that the Mahashivratri holds a special significance in Somnath.
A 42-hour continuous religious festival began at Somnath Temple on the occasion of Mahashivratri today. As per the tradition, a Homad Lagarudra Yagna is being performed at the Somnath Yagnashala from early morning itself. Talking to Akashwani, Somnath Temple General Manager Vijay Singh Chawda said the temple will remain open for the devotees for 42 hours starting from 4 a.m. today. A 4-hour Mahapuja and Maharti have also been organized. Similarly, a large number of devotees have also thronged to other prominent Shiva temples in the state. With Rajesh Bajgotar from Gir Somnath, Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Mahashivratri is being celebrated in Shiva temples across Sri Lanka, notably in the Pancha Ishwaram temples. Devotees will undertake a fast and pray through the day and night and engage in spiritual practices, praying for the darkness of ignorance to be replaced by the radiance of wisdom. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. A Controller and Auditor General of India, CAG report has said that the Aam Aadmi Party, AAP government's liquor policy in Delhi caused a loss of over 2,000 crore rupees to government exchequer. The CAG report says that the Delhi government suffered cumulative losses of more than 2,000 crore rupees due to the 2021-2022 excise policy. According to the report, the audit observed several discrepancies in the AAP government's excise policy to supply liquor in the National Capital Territory of Delhi. The report was tabled in Delhi Assembly yesterday by Rekha Gupta-led BJP government. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has sought responses on draft policy to conduct two board examinations for Class 10 from the academic session 2025-26. In the draft policy, the CBSE proposed to conduct board exams of Class 10 in two phases, with the first phase taking place from February to March and the second phase in May. The CBSE has urged the stakeholders to submit their response by 9th of next month. CBSE has added that the draft policy has been developed following the two recommendations of the National Education Policy NEP 2020. President Draupadi Murmu will attend a mass marriage ceremony at Bageshwar Dham in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh today. Our correspondent reports Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, many cricketers, artists and other celebrities will also be present on this occasion.
The mass marriage ceremony has been organized by Sri Bageshwar Jan Seva Samiti in Gadha village, about 23 kilometers from Chhatarpur district headquarters. President Draupadi Murmu will give her blessings to the newlyweds. Out of the 251 girls, around 225 girls are from Dalit, tribal and OBC category. These includes girls from various states including Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, Maharashtra and Jharkhand. The visit of President is not only important for religious and social point of view, but it will also give impetus to the efforts of development of Bundelkhand region. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
A total of over 10 lakh crore rupees in loans have been given under the Kisan Credit Card, benefiting 7 crore 72 lakh farmers. The Kisan Credit Card KCC is a banking product that provides farmers with timely and affordable credit for purchasing agricultural inputs such as seeds, fertilizers and pesticides. The Union Finance Ministry said that the amount under operative Kisan Credit Card accounts has more than doubled from 4.26 lakh crore rupees in 2014 to over 10 lakh crore rupees in December 2024. Ukraine and the United States have agreed on a framework for a broad economic deal, including the extraction of rare earth minerals. According to Ukrainian officials who spoke on condition of anonymity, Kiev hopes the agreement will help secure continued U.S. military support, which Ukraine urgently needs. There was no immediate response from the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. However, Mr. Trump told reporters that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will travel to Washington on Friday to sign a very big deal.
I hear that he's coming on Friday. Certainly it's okay with me if he'd like to. And he would like to sign it together with me. And I understand that's a very big deal. And I think the American people, even if you look at polling, they're very happy because, you know, Biden was throwing money. It's a very big deal. It could be a $1 trillion deal.
President Trump has been pushing for access to Ukraine's mineral resources in exchange for past military and other aid to the country. Moving on to the world of sports, we have an action-packed lineup of thrilling matches ahead. Here is a detailed update from our correspondent.
In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England will face Afghanistan in a crucial Group B encounter in Lahore, Pakistan this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. The highly anticipated clash is a do-or-die contest as the losing team will be eliminated from the tournament. In hockey, both the Indian men's and women's teams ended the Bhubaneswar leg of the FIH Hockey Pro League on a high note last evening. The men's team secured a hard-fought 2-1 victory over England at the Kalinga Stadium, while the Indian women's team pulled off a thrilling shootout win against Olympic champions Netherlands. In tennis, India's Yuki Bhambri and his Australian partner Alexei Popirin have advanced to the men's doubles quarterfinals of the Dubai Open. And in basketball, the Indian women's team will lock horns with Maldives in the South Asia Basketball Association Women's Championship 2025 final in New Delhi today. India, unbeaten in the tournament, advanced to the final after dominating both the Maldives and Nepal in group stage. Vishnu P.S., Akashwani News, Delhi.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions in pockets of Konkan and Goa, coastal Karnataka, North Kerala and Mahe today. Heatwave conditions in coastal Karnataka are likely to continue for the next 2 to 3 days. The Weather Department also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall or snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh today. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sunil. Dailies have carried photos of swelling crowds of devotees thronging the banks of the Ganga for a holy dip ahead of the Mahashivratri, state set for final Kumbh Snan, headlines in the Star Times. Life term for Sajjan Kumar is front page news in most dailies. Ex-Congress MP Sajjan gets life term in double murder case linked to 1984 riots, reads the Tribune headline. Camera-mounted drones, robots and 11 national and state agencies are engaged in Telangana tunnel rescue where 8 men are currently trapped, reports the Indian Express. The Hindu quotes a survey conducted by National Statistics Office that reveals that participation of women in employment-related work increased to 25% in 2024 from 21.8% in 2019. And finally, in a rare surgical procedure, doctors at Ames Delhi have successfully separated a parasitic twin weighing 15 kgs from a 17-year-old boy, finally enabling him to live a normal life, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Assam's dynamic workforce and rapid growth are driving its transformation into a leading investment destination. CAG report says Aam Aadmi Party's liquor policy in Delhi caused a loss of over 2,000 crore rupees to government exchequer. Mahakumbh Mela 2025 to conclude in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mahashivratri today. CBSE proposes class 10 board examination twice a year. Seeks feedback on draft policy. US and Ukraine finalize a minerals deal amid talks to end Russia war. And in ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, England to take on Afghanistan in Lahore this afternoon. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.